Tell me about Melbourne then, because I know what I can say, and I've been saying it for a long time and probably saying the same things for a long time, and I watched as much as I could yesterday whilst I was at Fox getting ready for the next game. What is wrong with them, Tim?
You know what? There's nothing wrong with their endeavour. There's nothing wrong with their desire to want to compete. I think all that is there. It's just that they are a poorly skilled team and they lack the ability to be able to make the most of anything that is a positive move forward. Even out of the centre bounce. These are things I wrote down. In the last quarter, okay, the game is still on the line. Their first two entries and three of their first four entries into the forward line, and three of them were without pressure, they were marked by Richmond defenders. Now, you've got to identify those areas as the reasons. They have more inside 50s than Richmond. I think most weeks they have more inside 50s than the opposition. It's their inability to be able to convert and then to find somebody that actually has some space around them. I don't know whether or not... their forwards can't get enough separation against their direct opponents to provide targets. Petrarca is the only one I think that you would possibly want. Maybe... Salem would be the other. The two blokes that are really good forward line kicks outside the forward line, into the forward line, into their 50. Hunt was really disappointing yesterday. And the other thing at the other end of the ground, and this goes to the concentration of players or the identification of where they're at a certain stage of the game. There was, and the game's still on the line here, right? So Jake Lever, the ball goes into the forward line, Richmond's forward line. Lynch takes a mark uncontested. Jake Lever is standing there, okay, on his own as a defender. He doesn't contest the ball whatsoever. And then he looks around at the other defenders as if to say, oh, look, I'm supposed to be playing the free guy here. Somebody else is supposed to come over the top here and knock the ball away. So you would think there's a little bit, you would think that there would be a lot more cohesion in that defensive part of the ground as well, as opposed to what we saw yesterday. So I don't think, if you're a Melbourne fan, you'd be disappointed. You'd be really struggling at the moment to find some positives. But they are being competitive. I don't think Simon Goodwin is sitting down saying, look, the part of our game that we've got wrong at the moment is our competitiveness. They've got that right. The part of their game that they can't produce at the moment, and this is not a quick fix either, is the fact that they lack skill. They lack players who are great decision makers. Even your man, Clayton Oliver, okay? I know he's great at being able to win the ball. A lot of his possessions, he actually puts somebody else under more pressure than what he was under when he gained possession of the ball. And one of the kicks in the last quarter was horrendous. I know, but you talk about Melbourne all the time, okay? I'm telling you some of the things that I saw yesterday as to why they are not a good team.
Yeah. None of that is news to anyone. And you said, point I wanted to pick you up on was you said that Melbourne supporters should be frustrated. Melbourne supporters are gutted, Tim. I've not seen a response from Melbourne supporters like I saw on there for their performance yesterday because of the very fact of all of those things you just spoke about. And they've been happening now for 18 months. And they've had endeavour for 18 months, Tim. But they can't convert that opportunity. And they finished second last year. They're the worst performing team since their preliminary final. They can't kick, as you said. They haven't been able to kick for a long, long time. Viney, they're bangers. Their midfield are bangers. Viney, Oliver, Langdon's a horrible kick. So that's you've got to question the recruitment there. Hunt's a horrible, horrible kick. So don't ever whinge if you get dropped because you're a horrible kick and you can't be in the AFL standard if you can't kick. They've got no power forward. McDonald's gone backwards. Wiedemann's been slower than they want in development. And they play, and this is my other essential, they play at a tempo that's unsustainable for their skill level. They are in the red zone the whole time. Play on, flip the ball around, Hollywood handball. You can't play like that when you've got horrible skills by foot, Tim. Because you put yourself under pressure where you've got no composure.
No, that's true. And they have, you're quite right. But the other thing is, though, if they play the other way, it's even worse for them. Because if they play the other way that you're suggesting, then they can't. They're not going to score. They're never going to be able to score. Are you saying then that they have to identify when they can go and when they can't go?
Yeah.
And that goes back to the heart then of players who have the ability to be able to recognise that. It's and composed, maybe they just don't. Yeah, well, mate, I think they probably don't have players that can actually recognise the difference between the two, if that's the case.
So you can go manic, fast, 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 but then it comes to the stage where, particularly the inside 50 kick, is when your heart rate should slow, your mind should just then take it all in. I don't care how you kick it and what it looks like. How many times did Richmond ugly inside, like 12-metre kick into the inside 50 mark and get a kick and then a shot at goal? And it didn't matter how it happened. It was just composure around the footy. So what I'm saying, you can go fast, but then there is the time to drop it back, sum up, weigh up. Then he, and Clayton, who I went hard on early, right? And he's still 21 or something. His numbers are phenomenal. He's stagnated in his football. Yep. So he's stagnated. So if he wants to get to the category that, you know, many of us and me, I'm putting my hand up, then he needs to get greater value for his money, for his possessions.
Absolutely. And he needs to recognise when he's around the ball. He's a great ball winner. Like, he is a great ball winner. He provides great energy around the ball. But he has to learn that there are times when he can take it on and there are times when he needs to get rid of the ball and handball it to somebody else, but not put them under pressure. I mean, everything with him is instinctive. In the last quarter, he came through the centre. He had a kick in the last quarter that was a terrible kick. Turned the ball over. By the way, Richmond didn't have their greatest day yesterday. They weren't as sharp as what we have seen in the past as
well.
They actually made some real errors yesterday themselves with their ball movement, but Melbourne weren't able to take enough advantage of it. What is their structure? What is their best structure? Tell me why they're not playing Wiedemann.
Yeah, well, I don't know the answer to that. I would think that you'd need a get-out option. Tom McDonald's been a massive disappointment. He's more of a mobile leading forward, so they don't have a get-out long kick option. Wiedemann, you know, 3 goals in a big final. Wisp, when you're on the charge and you're that young and you're playing centre forward, you think that with the natural progression that he would be your man going forward, and he hasn't been.
And that was a decision they made, though, was it not? The decision they made in the whole Hogan thing was, yep, we've got this other bloke that's going to fill the spot and fill that void left by Hogan. I would say also that when McDonald was playing his best and looked like he was capable of being a forward, that Hogan was taking a lot of pressure off him as well.
Well, Hogan didn't play in that final.
No, but he played a lot of football with McDonald in the same forward line, Hogan.
Wiedemann played his best game. Hogan wasn't in there. But anyway, as they've invested heavily in a back half, that's why that one Jake Lever thing was pretty disappointing. Up until then, their back line's been gelling pretty well together. But Simon Goodwin has to wear it. He's the coach and the coaching group, and part of your job as a coaching group is to fix the problem. And he knows it. You know it. I know it. He knows it. Everyone knows it. They haven't been able to fix it, so they've got to wear that. And that's an issue. They are a bad, bad, bad kicking team, Tim. Bad kicking team. And in this competition,
I think we've established that.
If you can't hit targets, you're going nowhere. Let's take a break and come back. It's 7:19 Whispers, so we're a little bit late, but we'll continue to talk footy. This full hour, and the Wisps got more to say. That's coming up next.